Time to talk some Black Bear hockey. Our Black Bear Report is brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, and by Clearpoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We welcome in the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are things down in Greater Boston?
Pretty good. Slow traffic as always, but that's to be expected. But I made my way, over here to Conti Forum. I'm in the booth, all set up. Got to chat with a few of the guys who are producing the football game tomorrow. They got a big game here tomorrow, Boston College and Florida State. So it's a busy place right now.
Well, yeah, I'll bet it is. Absolutely. Rough one for the Black Bears last night, a 6-2 defeat at the hands of the Eagles. What went wrong for Maine?
Well, defensive breakdowns is the thing that they keep working on and that they're trying to improve. A couple pucks get turned over, and Boston College is the type of team, a caliber of team, that's going to make you pay for your mistakes. So Maine makes a mistake in their own zone, get their pocket picked deep, and then before you know it, Boston College has a player in front who puts a perfect puck past the Maine goaltender. Jack McBain had a hat trick for BC. He came in with 6 goals on the season. Now he's up to 19 points in 13 games for McBain. So he's a skilled player, and he made Maine pay. And the Eagles made Maine pay when they made mistakes last night. So unfortunately, they jumped out to an early lead too. And the Black Bears were in a position. It was an opportunity for Maine to go into the locker room at the end of the first, down by 2. But in the final minute, BC scored before the end of the period. So it was a rough start to the beginning of the first, rough start to the end of the first. And you really, the first last minute of the period is always critical. And Boston College in the first 3 minutes had a 2-0 lead. And then the one at the end of the first really hurt because that took out some momentum that Maine had going into the locker room. So they were down by 3 after 1. And, Boston College just able to control the game from there. Maine had some bright spots. I really liked the line that they had with Lyndon Breen, Donovan Houle, and Grant Hebert, who that line produced both their goals. But unfortunately, Hebert's out for the game today. He took a penalty late in the third, and it was a roughing penalty. And then after the game, the league has determined that they are going to suspend him for the game tonight because of that hit. So he's out of the lineup after, I thought he played pretty well. So that's another tough break they're going to have to work past here tonight.
How good, after what you saw last night, is this BC team?
Oh, they're good. They're talented. I mean, they've got skill. They've got, 3 lines that they can roll out that are going to make you work all night long. That the top line that I mentioned there, McBain, had a hat trick, but his line mates were real skilled too. Brandon Cruz is a transfer from Bowling Green who's jumped right in here, and he's on the top line with McBain and Nick Nestorinko, who's a sophomore who's got a lot of skill too for Boston College. So all 3 of those guys draft picks. All 3 of those guys probably will play in the NHL. And it's just you look down the lineup here, and they've got several draft picks, which is what Boston College always has. So it's nothing surprising, but they're good offensively. I wasn't super impressed with their goalie. Just my untrained eyes here, but I didn't think he played overly well. I think that could be something that Maine exploits here tonight.
What do you think Maine will look to do differently from the outset tonight?
Well, their goalie Eric Dopp, to me, looked like he was struggling with the shots on his glove side. So hopefully Maine can find a way to get into the offensive zone and put pucks on net, maybe target that glove side, see if it can create some rebounds. And players like Jacob Schmidt-Svestrup, who got his first goal at home last weekend on a dirty goal in front, he can drive the net and try to knock in some goals in that dirty spot in front of the net. Those are hard goals to get. It's not easy to do. And I talked to him this week about that, and he agreed that that's a part of his game that he's worked on and something that he needs to hopefully improve upon here as the season goes on. So drive the net, find ways to get Sorry, Rich. Somebody just came in here into my. See, look at these little private offices at Boston College. A little door you can shut, but you can't lock it. So you never know who's going to pop in.
Well, you're just trying to top Mark Kalnan, who was on with us earlier this hour in the middle of ordering his dinner at a drive-up window.
Oh, that's nice. No, I'm just here at here at the rink trying to mind my own business.
Yeah. Are you using this booth? I was waiting to hear somebody say that. Now, yeah, I'm kind of busy. Thank you.
Yeah. My name tag was on the booth, so I think it's mine. I don't know.
It's not just Larry bringing you candy.
No. There's no Larry candy here, unfortunately, but plenty of that at the Alpha on the rest of the year.
All right. So it's a 7 o'clock start. You're on with the pregame show at 6:30 tonight?
That is, yes, that's the schedule here tonight, and then the Black Bears have a little bit of time off after this game because they only play once next weekend. Saturday next week's a Portland game, so they'll play Lowell down in Portland. But game here tonight, Friday night, then they've got the rest of the weekend off until that game.
Excellent. Well, have a good broadcast tonight, John, and if I don't see you or talk to you, which would mean I'm calling you with a panic tomorrow as I try to remember how to set up road gear. Hopefully we'll avoid that tomorrow, and that I can say to you now, have a wonderful Thanksgiving for you and the family, and we'll talk next Friday.
Well, Rich, I hope you and everybody has a good Thanksgiving, too. You too, Carrie. And I'll be available to you, Rich, after 9:30 tomorrow morning. I've got little kids' hockey practice in the morning, but after 9:30, I'm all yours.
Okay, good. I may be in panic mode. We'll see how much an old man can remember. Hey, thanks, John.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by our friends at Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, and online at BennettAutoCenter.com.